I don't usually give my messages a title. They just kind of happen. But today's title for this message is about to appear on the screen. There it is. Just turn around. It's technical today. Like it's... Right, we're going to practice it. It's going to blow your mind. I know. So everyone just turn around. Just look behind you. Oh, gee, you guys are good at this. I don't think I need to preach at all. You pulled it off. So a few weeks ago, when one of our wonderful preachers was preaching, I had the privilege of turning up to church and not doing anything at all. It was amazing. You guys don't know how good you have it. And I just turned up and I sat in this region there where Brett is and enjoyed the service. So I previously preached at Uniting North, came down here, was just enjoying the service. And after the service concluded, I turned round. Well, I turned around and behind me was a man who was sitting by himself, and I introduced myself. I said, "G'day, I'm Ralph. How you doing?" And we got chatting, and I asked him what brought him to church that morning because he wasn't a familiar face. He said, "Well, you actually did a funeral a while ago of a dear relative of mine, and I was so moved by the power of what happened in that funeral, I thought next time I'm back in Burley, I have to come to this church." But he didn't get me as a preacher. So he got a treat, right? It was better than what he would have got if I was here. And so we're chatting about this, and he was really thankful for that ministry and so on and so forth. And then the conversation concluded about 5 minutes later. It wasn't a long conversation, but he said these words. He says, "Hey, I just want to say thanks for turning around. Thanks for turning around." See, the problem we have in Western churches, in most churches actually, is we sit facing forward. And it's wonderful because we can see everything that happens in front of us, right? But we don't get to see anything that happens behind us. We don't get to see a person that's come in and just wants somebody to say hi and recognize them. Or someone that's just trapped in loneliness and like, "I just need a way out of this," for somebody to break into that space. Or someone who's hurting, that just needs someone to care. And we can, because of the way church is constructed, not through any form of malice or disregard, we can just look forward. And then the service finishes, and you know what we all do? We all do it every week. In fact, Power to Change, you guys in part of other churches, you do it too. We go, "Where's my friends? I'm going to go chat with them." Or we go, "I've been meaning to catch that person all week, and they'll be at church, so I'll grab them now," right? And we do that. We look forward rather than turning around to see if there's someone behind us. I would like us to add an extra step into the way we do church on Sunday and the engagement we have in all of this. And that step is that we're always thinking, well, what's happening behind me? Is there someone I need to turn around to connect with, to love, to welcome, to just see how they're doing, to make sure they're all right? And as we do that, what happens is we take the kingdom of God and we expand it, we extend it, we welcome others into it. Jesus said, he preached that the kingdom of heaven is near. It framed all of his ministry, as Dale just read. It set up everything that Jesus did. He said, the kingdom of heaven, it's near to everyone. It's not a distant, far-off concept. It's not a theoretical idea. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is near. It's so near. It's this biblical phrase that captures God restoring everything to the way God wanted things to be. It's a biblical phrase and it's interchangeable, kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven, with this idea of God being in charge, Jesus sitting on the throne. It's what the kingdom of heaven captures. And that kingdom is within reach of every single person. Not just us here in church, but every single person, the kingdom of heaven is near. It just requires those of us who are part of the kingdom of heaven, those of us who have put our faith in Christ, who want to follow Christ, who are filled with the Spirit, to say to others, you know, the kingdom's near and this is what it looks like. I opted to turn around from the things that were consuming me to care for you, because that's what God does. I opted to lay down the things that were on my mind and that I had to do and turn around and engage with you. We saw the power of that before with the kids talk. We didn't even rehearse that. I'm like, yes, preach, so good. Because how often are we, I think you use the language where we can become consumed around us needing the gospel. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing, but we can do it to the detriment of those who are behind us. And it's not until we turn around and go, oh, I can live out the gospel. I can know the gospel even more intimately by welcoming others in to the gospel. It's where we, when we turn around, we're saying, I choose you over me. That's the power of it. That's why that man was so touched, because he's like, you chose you over me. I didn't think of it that way. I just felt that I needed to turn around and engage. A few years ago, Riley preached his first message. Riley's just finished year 12. He's on youth camp this week. That's where our young people are. They're at youth camp at the moment. And I said to him on Friday night, I said, I'm going to quote you on Sunday when I preach. He said, what are you going to say? I said, do you remember your first sermon? And he goes, I'm like, I'm with you, man. I can't remember my first sermon. First sermon is better left forgotten, right? But in his first sermon, Riley talked about us being ambassadors of the gospel, ambassadors of Christ, people who carry Christ, carry the gospel into a world that doesn't know God, that sees that and go, oh, that's what the kingdom looks like. That's what the king looks like. You see, when you're a Christian, an act of kindness or love or hospitality or welcome, it carries with it a power. We so often underestimate this, but it carries with it a power because it's God's love that we are sharing. It's not just the limitation of our love, but it's God's love. And whether that's turning around or walking across a room or going the extra mile getting out of your way to help somebody else, the metaphor doesn't matter. Don't get caught up in just the turnaround. However you want to talk about it, this idea of turning away from our stuff to others helps them experience the presence of Jesus. That's ultimately what we're doing when we're turning around and inviting others into our lives. We're saying, come and experience the presence of Christ with me. To just turn around, it forces a shift direction. It forces us to reorientate ourselves and to offer God's love to be amazing. Now, I run the risk of now upsetting those in the back row. Are you ready, back rowers? Here we go. I preached this in Coomera. It happened there. I said, don't take this personally. This is a rule for all of us, or an idea for all of us. But wouldn't it be amazing is if our back row was always empty, with the exception of people who wanted to sneak into church, who didn't know anyone else, and they're like, I don't want to be awkward or seen. This is all foreign. I just want to sneak in and sit in the back row. And they'd be safe there because there's a whole church of people that would turn around at some stage and welcome them in. So we run the risk of where we sit and how we do that, of not thinking that there are people who will be fragile, who will be scared. A church would be somewhere they'd never thought of ever coming into. And they finally pluck up the courage to come in. And we can care for them. We can love them in this way. How amazing would that be? And at such little cost. In fact, here's the challenge. And Dale, you're regretting sitting second row. You could all just sit a row forward next week. Problem solved. And Dale, you'll be preaching before you know it. Yeah, it's picked the wrong week to sit front and center. You see, when we turn around, we are offering the hospitality of God to others. That's ultimately what we're doing. What we're saying, I've been made to feel at home with God. I've found my home with God. My citizenship is in heaven. And we turn around and say, I want that for you too. I want to invite you into what life in the kingdom is like. Life at home with God is like. That's what our friendship club is about. When it meets on Wednesdays and says, come be part of God's kingdom and be at home with God. And it'll rub off on you until you recognize that. It's what our play group is about. It's what Brett hanging out with his homeless guys on Wednesday night and just walking with them. It's what it's all about. It's what the ministry and the school is that we offer. It's saying that you can be at home with God. Come and know what it's like to be at home with God. See, we're involved in these beautiful missions that reach into the corners of Burley to show people what the kingdom of God looks like. To show them what it looks like when Jesus is on the throne. That's mission. Where those of you, whether you're involved in those things or a variety of other things that might be corporate or individual, when we go on mission, we're actually saying, I'm going to turn away from my stuff and I'm going to walk towards you and love you. That's what Power to Change, that's what you guys have done all week. You said, I've come here to turn my back, turn away from my stuff, and just say, God, how do you want to use me? It's been incredible, hasn't it? Just amazing. And those stories we heard before, I'm sure there's dozens other, but the what that ingrains in you guys of, I have the confidence now, I have the trust, I know what it is to turn away from my stuff, I can live like that. I don't have to wait for this week or two, a year, I can live like that. The reason you're here is because you're living like that. Just turn around. Turning around isn't always easy though, is it? For some of us, let's do it. Who loves talking to strangers? Show of hands real quick. Yeah, and all the rest of you are going, oh, if you guys can do that, that's wonderful news. That's great, because it'll save me ever having to do that and be engaged in there. Because it can be, for you, those of you that raised your hand, this next little bit, you'd be like, huh? But for the rest of you, it's like, yeah, that can be challenging, difficult. It can be confronting, or you don't know what you're going to say. Or what if they even talk to you back? It's just, wow. And so it becomes very daunting. It becomes easier to say, oh, I'm leaving it to the people that put their hand up. They're even excited about it. I don't understand, but I'm going to leave it to them. See, here's what we need to remember. If you're a Christian this morning, you've experienced God turning around for you before you ever turned around for anyone else. God turned around for you first. You've received this gift that Jesus said, when you were lost or you're last or least or lonely, I turned around for you because I love you. I came to rescue you. The cross, you see, is the symbol of that. The cross is the power of God, expressed by God turning his back on heaven. God turned his back on heaven in the form of Jesus to come toward us in love. And those of you that are unfamiliar with this story, God was born into this earth as a baby, and that baby was called Jesus, and he grew to be a man that was without sin. He was full of love. He was passionate for people. He cared for them. He healed them. He did incredible things. He loved them, and he welcomed them to follow him. He welcomed them into his kingdom. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life, which led him to the cross, to die for the sin of the world. God offered himself for the price of our sin, because the wages of sin is death. And the horrible things that we cannot shift, those horrible things that you can't shift in your life, guilt and shame and hatred and jealousy and pride and pain, all of those things, Jesus' sacrifice on the cross created a way for you to turn your back on them, for you to follow Christ out of them, to follow Jesus away from your sin. Because if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. See, before God ever asked you to turn around for anyone, God turned around for you, because he's crazy in love with you. He loves you so much. See, we love because he first loved us. Did you know that? We were created, humanity, humans, people were created unable to hold all of the love God gives us. You ever think about that? You're not meant to keep it all. It's meant to splash around. You know, when you're carrying a glass and it's right level. I should have got the kids. We'll do this with the kids next week. It'd be a disaster. And you're going to, we think, oh, I just got to keep it all in there. I've got to make sure God loves me and we're all good. And God's like, no, I have so much more. I'm just going to splash it into your life so everybody else gets covered in the love of God. So it sloshes out of your life, regardless of what you're doing and where you are. People go, I just seem to be drenched in the love of God. That love that God gives us is endless supply. You will never exhaust it. You should try. You should try. You will never exhaust it. That's the love that trumps everything, and it's what gives us the power to turn around. This exceptional, beautiful, incredible love from God. A love that is unfailing, is never ending, a love that is worth turning around for. And here's the interesting thing. For those of you that couldn't raise your hand before to say, yep, I'm comfortable talking to a stranger, it's not about your amount of confidence to do it, or your willpower, or your deep breath to get over your to get enough courage to do it. God's given you that love. Just let it splash out of your life. It's an act of faith to say, okay, God, this is yours. Your love that matters here. That's why that exchange is so powerful. Remember during COVID, well, of course you do, when we're all locked down, and in Queensland we had it much better than many other parts of the world and the country, but there was these moments. Remember when we were in total lockdown, we're stuck in home, and I found that ministry was just, there was two elements to it. It was phone calls and making videos. So by the end of it, I didn't mind a phone call, but I was sick and tired of making videos of me preaching. You know how painful it is to watch yourself preach five or six times before you offer it to somebody else to get it. Oh, I don't recommend it. So we're in this state of where the world is just completely different and unexpected, and the phone rings, and I pick up the phone, and on the other end of the phone was a lady who I will say was far more mature than I in every way, including years, right? So I pick up the phone, she's a lady from this church, and she introduced herself. I said, how may I help? And she goes, no, I just wanted to see how you were. Now, just a little bit of an asterisk at this point in the story. This is not an encouragement for all of you to call me this week and see how I am. Please don't. That will drive me and you crazy. No need for it. I'm good, okay? But in this particular time when COVID was rife, the world was upside down and nobody had a clue what to do, and from day to day you're just like, how on earth do we move forward? What do we do? Somebody felt a nudge from God to turn around and call me and encourage me. I was so stunned, I'm not sure what answer I offered. It was probably like, I'm good. I don't know how to answer that. Wow. That sustained me for months. Because I knew that God had prompted her to turn around and call me. What she exchanged in that was of little consequence. It was the fact that she'd been obedient, and it reminded me, God is still on the throne. The kingdom of heaven is still near. We're still in this. It's still, when we turn around, we offer such powerful opportunities for transformation that can't happen if we don't turn around. They're opportunities that are far beyond our ability to manufacture or make happen and have very little to do with us. But God has bound himself to us that his transformation might flow through us when we're responsive to the Spirit. And so my prayer today, other than the back row being completely vacant because everyone's moved forward next week, is that you would listen to the promptings of the Spirit this week to turn around. Whether it's when you're driving in your car or you're waiting in your line to get your groceries or you see your neighbor next door or you're sitting in church or you're at a cafe, or it doesn't matter. You get the picture, it doesn't matter, but God is there. Someone, you need me to turn around from it and extend your kingdom, because the kingdom of heaven is so near. And we've been tasked with saying, look, there's the gospel. There it is. Come and get it. Let's pray.